You're listening to audio from the West End Community Church in McGregor, Manitoba.
He even brought me water. Isn't that nice? Sorry. I don't like coffee, so I didn't bring any coffee. Brendan, do you mind pulling up the first slide? Perfect. So, first things first, like a good missionary, I'll put on my YFC hat and give you an update. So I work there. That is, I didn't know how many of you have actually been to the hub, so I thought I might as well throw a picture up there. We got quite an area to use, little place that we've already started to make our board game area, and it's just been a true blessing to use this space. And, you know, after we have all that fun gathering around those couches and being able to talk about the Word. Little bit of an update. We've had quite a few events this year. Some of my favorites are, next slide, taking these goobers to mission conference. We had a lot of fun, and just some of the conversations there and back were truly a blessing. Next one. And then even two last year, starting that Bible study, was truly a blessing, and just going through what does the Bible say about science, and it's like how do we take that evolution out and actually show how God made the world. It was super awesome. And actually, we're looking forward to starting a Bible study next year. And we even got to have a fun wrap-up party. Yeah. Now, that was a good time. If anyone asks, I didn't tell any of you of this, but we definitely destroyed vehicles. It was awesome. It was truly a blessing just to have that time of joy that we finished this part in the Bible study and just enjoying it together with those guys. Next up. Now, here was a cool event. This was our worship team during the youth event. That guy was there and a few others came to the youth event that we put on, and it was just a true blessing to share from God's Word with all the youth groups, and also, you know, just, you know, we also did have fun too, but sharing God's Word with all the youth groups in the area. Okay, and then this is our wrap-up event. Beautiful place called Activate. I'd recommend going there for everybody. It's a fun little thing to do, but also just a way for us to wrap up the school year and remember everything that God had done while enjoying ourselves together. And on to summer. Yeah, so this is our summer photo. One of the things that we truly got blessed by is going to Spruce Woods. The reason why it was a true blessing, and one quick thing I just want to share with you, is that it gave us a chance in the evening just to talk. Just to talk about life, to talk about God's Word. I got two chances to share from the Word of God with these teens, and it brought up quite a few questions. And I was truly blessed at being able to share from God's Word answers to their questions so that they could grow. It was just really cool. One of the guys I was working with, one of the teens I was working with there, yeah, it just really opened up and wanted to know about, really, it's like, well, why should even a small sin lead us to, you know, why should it be punished? And it was just a great conversation to have and point really to our Savior, right? Our Savior who saves us. And final story, and then, so you probably can't see it because I tried to find a better picture, but I did not have a better picture. So sorry, everybody. Now, this guy has truly been a blessing to me. His name's Xander. I've had the opportunity through working at his youth group and then working with him when I was volunteering at the hub, and then this year. I've seen this kid grow. When he first came to that youth group, he had no idea about what the Bible really was, about who God was to him. and just watching him and working through and mentoring him through his life and mentoring with him and sharing with him through the Word of God, I've seen him grow immensely to the point that this summer he decided to take a leadership development program. And another cool thing this summer is I got to come out weekly and help out at Valley View, go out there once a week. And he sits me down. He's like, "I told my testimony today." I'm like, "Sweet, that's awesome. You were a part of it." Oh. And so that humility moment of, "Oh, wow, thanks." It's just been truly a blessing to be used by God in a way to encourage him, to the point that that third week, he was there ready and willing to preach to the kids that were at the camp. And he wants to go back next year. And he may also want to go to Bible college. So that also is a blessing too. So he just really has a heart to grow. And just pray for him that he keeps growing. And for me, that's just been truly my blessing of being at Youth for Christ. And I just really want to share it with you guys and truly thank you all for your support. With all your guys' support, you know what? I may not be 100% financially there, but I'm definitely 64, and that's nothing to scoff at. So, which, you know, keeps me going there to do these awesome things. So thank you all so much. So now on to the the preaching part. So I'm going to take off my YFC hat, and now it's just me. So most of you know me and are aware that I'm not much of a runner, but I understand when running a race, it's essential to keep your eyes on the prize, the finish line. But I'm going to be honest with you. I actually did once run a half marathon. Run a half marathon. We did a walkathon at Miller College of the Bible, and we had two options. You could either do the much shorter walkathon or the half marathon. And, you know, I had been working on my health that year, and I was like, "Oh, come on, I can do this. I can do a half marathon." And so I went, I started off strong, I jogged up the hills, and about three quarters of the way through, I was jello. I felt like just sitting down and going, picking up my phone and calling someone to come pick me up. I was just done. Half marathon ain't nothing to scoff at. So I was just done, and I was like, I couldn't do it anymore. And then someone came alongside me, and they kept encouraging me, take another step, keep going. We're not that far away. You only have, you've done like, I forget how long the half marathon is. I think it's about 22 kilometers from what I remember. But, and he's like, they're like, "You're 4 kilometers away. You've done like so many kilometers. Just keep going." And I, through that encouragement, I finally saw that finish line. And as I saw the finish line, of course, the adrenaline kicks in and the jello stops, and I could run through that finish line and immediately sit down on the ground. As I finally reached that goal. Just to let you know, I'm not just saying that to hype myself up, but today we're going to take a look at Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 3, which talk about running the race of life. And I'm going to explore with you guys how we can endure and finish that race well set before us. But before we begin, let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the blessing it is to come up here and share your word. Oh Lord, I truly pray that, Lord, you speak through me. you just continue to, give me confidence to share, O Lord. And yeah, Lord, I just pray that you pull out of your word things that each and every one of us need to hear about you, how to run this race well. And yeah, I pray these things in your holy and blessed name. Amen. Perfect. As I heard some of you already turning there, I also should turn there because I forgot to open my Bible, which is one of the most important things you should do when up at the front here. Now, so, this passage of Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 4, begins with, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings to us so closely, and let us run the race of endurance set before us. So, let's break this down. Start with the first passage here, part of the passage. It reminds us, of course, saying the therefore, which reminds us to go back to what's already been said before, right? And the writer of Hebrews, just before this, was talking about, you know, the faith that God's people had in him, what we call the hall of faith oftentimes. So the writer is getting at, getting us to see the different instances in the Old Testament where many people had faith in God. This verse was a great reminder for us to be encouraged by the faith of those who had come before us in Scripture so we can run well with endurance the race of faith that set before us, just like those who came before us. And then it encourages us by seeing those in the Old Testament to be like them and throw off the sin that can cling to us and run the race well. So now that we've been encouraged by the people from the previous chapter, okay, well, we've been encouraged, but how then do we run that race with that endurance? How do we lay aside that sin that clings to us so closely? Well, this brings us to the rest of the next two verses in Hebrews 12, which states, looking to Jesus, let me see if I can find it here again. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against us, so that we may not grow weary or faint-hearted. Now, it seems like in these verses, God is suggesting to us that the key to endurance is remembering what Christ has done, right? By taking our place on that cross, offering us salvation, being raised again, offering us salvation and being seated at the right hand of Father. In essence, to endure, we have to remember the gospel. Or, as I was reminded again and again at Bible school, preach the gospel to ourselves. And does that mean we preach the gospel to ourselves once? Twice? Maybe once a month. No. Daily. Right? Just like when I was talking about with my own race, I need that encouragement all the time just to keep going. I think for all of us, when we run our race, we need to be remembering who it is who came before us, Jesus Christ, daily. So here's the question then. What is that gospel? Right? The gospel, of course, as we know, is the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news is that while, you know, I'm just going to make it as plain as possible, while each and every one of us was a sinner deserving hell, Jesus Christ came as a man to take our place out of love by dying on the cross for each and every one of us. And then rising in the dead 3 days later, proving we can have new life, eternal life with him. This demonstrates, I just said that already. All I have to do then is acknowledge I'm a sinner in need of saving. Confess that Jesus is my Lord and repent for my sins and that I'm saved. And again, there's more to the gospel, but that's a very short gospel in a nutshell. But oftentimes I look at this and I say, well, okay, I have all this knowledge. I can say this to you right now, but where do I get this from? This knowledge of the gospel. Where do I get this quick knowledge who Jesus is? Because oftentimes we can say, well, that's what we know. But, you know, I would argue that we should go back to the Bible when saying these things. And today, one thing I'd like to share with you guys, one way that I preach the gospel to myself daily, is go back to God's word and even go back to a thing that I was recommended to preach to others the gospel through, and that is something called the Romans Road. It has encouraged me going back to Romans Road. The Romans Road has encouraged me to endure the hardships and help me run the race well. So the question is, what is this Romans Road? Well, it's a bunch of verses found in Romans, and which there's lots of verses, let's put that out there, but it's a bunch of verses found in Romans that very much so is a great way to lead others to the saving grace of Jesus Christ, but I think is also great for us as well. So if you could pull up, so it's made up of, I think, from what I have here, five verses. I thought I would take you guys through it, just as I often was taken through it as a kid, but also as I go through it myself through my memorization daily. So the first verse we see in Romans Road is Romans 3:23, which states, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This passage is a great reminder that we are once trapped in our sins, unable to save ourselves, and we need a Savior. You know, that's a great start there for when you're preaching the gospel to unbelievers, but how does that come back to us? I think it really humbles us. It brings a really real humility looking at what Christ has done, looking at our need for Him, that there was nothing that us as believers could do. There's nothing that I could do to save myself because I just fell short. There was no way that I could be saved. And it was only through Jesus Christ that I could have salvation. For me, it causes endurance, to endure because it puts the perspective of everything, I mean, the perspective of the cross back to Christ. And, you know, it brings us a thankfulness that God chose to send our Son to take our place on the cross, to take our place on that cross and provide us a way to be saved. So, getting a little dry here, so. And then we go on to the next part of Romans Road, Romans 6:23, which says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." So again, this brings us back to the consequences, right? Our consequence of sin is death, an eternal death in hell. But the beauty of Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior, He provides a way out to eternal life. And it's just always, you know, a great reminder for me, again, just like the first one, that, you know, I deserved punishment, I deserved hell. But yet, God sent His Son to die for each and every one of us so that we, if we, you know, take that gift, we can be saved. And for us who did take that gift, we are saved through that. and it is absolutely beautiful. Now moving on to Romans 5, verse 7 to 8. I love this one too. For scarcely will one die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare to die. But God shows his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I truly think it's incredible that God sent his son to die for us. While we were still sinners, while we were his enemies, Christ died for us. You know, he took that punishment on the cross to grant us salvation. And it truly reminds us, going back to this verse, of God's love. And that even while we were enemies to God, he died for us. And it should motivate us to continue on that race of endurance, right? Because of his beautiful, beautiful love. And then, I think that's perfect. Then we go on to Romans, the next part in the Romans Road, Romans 10, 8, and 9, which says, and I forgot to put that in there, so I'll go actually to here myself. There we go. 10, 8, and 9, which states, but what does it say? The word is near you, if your mouth is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's a great reminder for believer and unbeliever that we truly need to confess Jesus as the Lord of our lives. Oftentimes when we are running this race, and I can find in my life, I tend to take Christ off the throne of my life. I tend to look away to the things of this world that make me happy, to the even to the people that are the troubles, the hurt, and just sit there and be sad. But this is also a great reminder to make him Lord of our lives, that he is truly the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to push ourselves out of being our Lord. That means we need to follow him. We can no longer live in the kingdom of the world, but we need to be fully living in the kingdom of God, with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. For me, this is one of the verses crucial to running the race of life. And it reminds me to not just give him 50% of my life, 75%, maybe 90? No, 100% of my life as a holy sacrifice to God, as we see actually in Romans 12, verse 1. And finally, on this Romans road, we find Romans 5, verse 1, which states, therefore, we've been justified by faith with the peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. He is truly an amazing God. That we can have a relationship through him by having faith in Jesus Christ. No longer was that relationship broken, and no longer did we have to be away from God, but we can have that true relationship with him through having faith in Jesus Christ. And as we run that race ahead of us, we can be truly thankful of the faith that Jesus Christ gives us and that we are no longer enemies with him. But it goes even deeper. As in Romans 8, we are described as heirs with Jesus Christ. We are not only just, you know, reconciled in relationship, but we are sons and daughters of the Most High. And thus, you know, one thing it reminds me of too when going through this verse is I can turn to my Heavenly Father. That I can turn to him and you know, like a good father, turn to him and seek his help when the times and troubles, the troubles of this world come by. And it's truly a blessing going through each and every one of these verses. Helps me to take myself off the throne. Take myself, my selfishness, my pride away, and it reminds me of who Christ is. Going back to that first start here. Reminds me to look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame that is seated at the right hand, despising the shame and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And it reminds me to consider him who endured from sinners such hostility so that we may not grow weary or faint-hearted. So yeah, very simply today, I just encourage you to preach the gospel to yourself daily. This is just one method. This is just one thing that, for me, helped me so much because I could memorize these verses and just constantly keep going back and seeing what God has done. But really, I just encourage you, you know, find a time in the day, and I'd highly recommend in the morning because it helps you start your day, to preach the gospel to yourself daily. Because we really can't run the race of life unless we truly give it to Christ. So, thank you, everybody. I'm going to end this off with prayer, and then I think the worship team's coming up, I assume. Yep, beauty. So, let's pray. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the time that you've given us, O Lord. We thank you for your salvation. Lord, we just ask that you remind us each and every day what you've done for us, O Lord, that you remind us each and every day the beauty of your salvation, the beauty of you, O Lord. Help us to run that race well. Help us not to lean on ourselves or on our own righteousness, O Lord, but to lean upon you. I pray this in your holy and blessed name. Amen. So, worship team.